Blog Talk Radio.
Everything that's mine. loose. You need to bind up some things. Hallelujah. Shake yourself loose. Be free today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you that we are free. For Father God, you have given us the power and the authority to shake ourselves loose. Sickness, we loose you from us right now. Aches and pain and discomfort, we loose you. Confusion, we loose you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shake yourself loose. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful to be here. Everybody here on the shout, welcome, 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 everybody. We just want to give God our praise, our honor, and glory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we ask even right now, God, as we come believing, oh God, Lord, that you would increase our faith to receive all that you have for us, oh God, all your promises in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love you have placed in our heart for you, oh God, Lord, create in us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart and a right heart, oh God, a repentant in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh they shall fall short of your glory, oh God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this day, hallelujah, that you have made. So we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We shake ourselves loose this morning, this afternoon, I'm sorry, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, perverse, tormented spirits and strong men and messengers, their eyes blind, their ears deaf to our prayers and conversation and actions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, unless we speak directly to them, we bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence, or the presence of anyone that we are around today, the presence of anyone that we have prayed for today, or in the presence of our homes, cars, trucks, offices, properties, buildings, businesses, ministries, marriages, finances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways right now and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless, so they cannot come back through those doors ever again to our homes, our properties, our cars, trucks, workplaces, businesses, finances, our minds, ministries, our spouses' workplaces, our children, grandchildren, children to come, their schools, their workplaces, our friends and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone that's here on the show today. May God continue to be your strength. May you lean not to your own understanding, hallelujah, but ask God to show you, to guide you, direct you, hallelujah, instruct you, hallelujah, and be obedient to follow, hallelujah, the instructions of the Lord our God, amen. Welcome to the show, you are, I'm your host, Providence T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for you, hallelujah, glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout, let's come and pray, give God our praise, glory, and shout, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to shout today. They got my sister up walking after her bypass. She's
Amen.
Doing very well. She's healing
Jesus.
Under God's hand very nicely, and I am
yes,
so happy. I'm so happy. So thank you, Lord. Thank you. I can just shout, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Won't God do it? Won't God do it if you just trust him? If you get out of that place of worrying and just stay in the place of faith and believing in God and just watch God move. Hallelujah. Combining your faith. Understand there's power in agreement. Amen. You ain't got to go in it by yourself. Hallelujah. God has speak before you. Hallelujah. To come into agreement with you that it shall be done. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for the praise report because we decree and declare that it was coming forth. So it had to come forth. And we just thank you, Father God. We ask in Jesus' Jesus' name, you should continue to work a mighty work in the life of your Katrina. I believe that's the name of Sister Katrina. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your mighty great work, oh God. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' mighty name, to God be the glory. Amen. Sister Dylan, brother, go ahead and open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and shout. Glory! Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Say the song, say, shake yourself loose. I was over here dancing all around in the chin here. I just like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Give me a brand new grace and mercy today, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for my finance blessings. I thank you that I got a roof over my head, clothes to wear, shoes to put on my feet, car to drive, and I thank you most of all for my family, Lord. No bad phone calls. Everybody is well. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. I give you all praise, honor, and glory. You deserve it all.
Amen. Hallelujah. So much to be thankful for. Glory to God. God gives us, when we just take the moment and just look over our life and see what God is doing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, not what he did in the past, but what he's doing right now. Not what he's about to do, but what he's doing right now. We have so much to be grateful for. If you just take the moment out and say, God, I thank you for the beat of my heart, every breath that I take, the ability of my body, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the roof over my head, food on the table, my kids are aware, my grandchildren are aware, hallelujah, that I'm safe, hallelujah, my God, Jesus, so much to be grateful for. Me, myself, I was in the bed, I was so cold, but I was just thanking God that I had shelter and cover, thinking about those that are on the street that don't have shelter or cover, just, you know, just borrow them, hallelujah, and just thanking God right now, amen, can we thank God for the right now, hallelujah, we shall right now, God, amen, glory to God, open up your mouth and shout, amen, just give me the word, give God our praise, glory to God, and shout glory, hallelujah.
Glory. I'm like Sister Vicky myself. I thank God that I'm free from depression. I'm free from stress. I'm free from worry.
Yes.
I'm free from all that.
Yes.
And most of all, I'm free from the bondage of sin. So in the words of that brother Martin Luther King, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last. Hallelujah.
I'm free at last. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
You know when you're free from something. Amen. You know when you've been set free. Glory to God. My friends, they say you're free when you're still in bondage. When you're still behind the bar, they say you're free. And you want to know I ain't. Hallelujah. But when you're free and you know you're free. Hallelujah. You can shout. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last. Hallelujah. She said, when I was free from sin, my God, my God. We're going to talk about that today, too. We're going to talk about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be free. Free. Good God Almighty. Cousin, though, we can open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for waking me this morning and starting me on my way.
Yes, Lord.
Thank the Lord for thanking our families and blessing them, Father. Thank you, Lord, for my health and strength. And I'm waiting on my miracle that I can get out of this bed and walk in
His
name. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, what she was saying, I just thank God for waking me up this morning. That's the first thing, hallelujah. You thank God for waking you up this morning, hallelujah. That he did it, that it's already done, amen, because you're on the shout, shouting. So the first thing we do is thank God. Oh, Lord, that you woke me up, you opened my eyes, oh, God, closing my right mind. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout, cousin, bring the damn car to give God our praise, glory, and shout, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I praise and I thank God for a brand new journey today. And on yesterday, Pastor Manning asked the question, what kind of heart do you have?
Jesus.
Search your heart. So my shout today is, Lord God, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Lord Jesus, lead me and guide me and let your will be done in my life. Oh, I bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Created me a clean heart. My God, that's so important, y'all. It's more than just saying it. It's more than just receiving it. How many, when you receive it and you walk in that order of having a clean heart, amen? in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to talk about sin, as she was saying, Evangelist Kimberly Webber was talking about sin, amen. And we want to lift up our other evangelists on the call today. Evangelist Darina Dudley, God bless you. God keep you. God continue to strengthen you. She's at work today. So we just want to thank God, hallelujah, for one more time. And Marlicia, that's on the line today, that God will continue to bless her and keep her and strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God will continue to do a great work in you and for you in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Lord, we can't thank you enough for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do in the life of your children that believe today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask right now, hallelujah, that you continue to lead and guide us, oh God, hallelujah, according to your outstretched hand, oh God. The Bible says you are in Proverbs 12 and 26, you are. We need to be aware of sin, you are. The Bible says that the righteous should choose as free as carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. That's in Proverbs 12 and 26. It's telling us that we should choose our friends carefully. See, sin is seductive, you all, and the way that the wicked takes seduces them. I want you to understand that it's a roaring flame toward with the mouth, and the unless God blows out the flame through the new birth, we are destined for death and damnation, you all. I want you to understand this. See, Jesus said that if we serve sin, we are a slave to it. I want y'all to check out in Romans chapter 6, verse 16. See, lust puts chains on sinners and drags them further into sin. Anger consumes them, and hatred blackens their souls. You all, greed devours them, and jealousy eats at them, and the selfishness blinds them, you all. But thank God for his amazing grace. Amen. He rescued us from the devourer, according to Malachi 3 and 11. It broke the chains of death and hell, and it set the captives free, according to Isaiah 61 and 1. I want you to soul search today, oh God. I want you to soul search you all today. Hallelujah. What percentage of your thoughts that you could be considered selfish? I want you to search and see what percentage of your thoughts could be considered selfish. And ask God, Father God, open up my eyes to the subtleties of my own sinful heart this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to God, you all. We need to beware of sin, as the Bible says. Be careful. Be careful who you choose to be your friend, to be around. As you know, you've heard me say before, iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. So be around like-minded people, Christian-minded people, amen, because if not anything other than that, outside of that will corrupt your mind, corrupt your way of living. You'll find yourself either they're going to influence you or you are going to influence them, amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Let us pray the prayer this afternoon for forgiveness and cleansing of our sins right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we pray that you are quickening us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus, we come right now to confess our sins and to receive forgiveness right now and cleanses from all unrighteousness, spot wrinkle from top wrinkle and blemish free, totally blemish from the top of our head to the soles of our feet at the dendritic and quantum level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that we're free today. Amen, amen, amen. If you just can tune in to the shout, I'm your sovereign teacher and tell, hallelujah. And we're just praying right now of the cleansing of sins and all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you want to shout hallelujah with us, press one. We'll be happy to hear your shout, your praise, your testimony here on the line today. Amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't let the devil keep your mouth closed. Don't let him silence your mind, your lips. God has given you power and authority in your mouth. We have to be careful how we use this mouth, because we have so much power and authority in this mouth. We have the ability, hallelujah, and the power to change situations around by what we speak into them, what we speak over ourselves. We can speak life to a dead situation, or we can speak death to a situation that needs to live. Hallelujah, goodness. Don't speak death to your goodness and make it die right in front of your eyes. Don't speak a sickness to your body. Hallelujah. Speak healing to your body in the name of Jesus Christ, because you have power to do so. Amen. Don't speak poverty and death. Speak wealth and riches into your life, because you have power power to do so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't look at the situation and say, oh, can it get any worse than this? Yes, decree and declare that it's going to get better. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And what I want you to do is understand, you all, we got to pay attention to what we listen to, what we allow our ears to hear. Amen. You got to guard your gates. Amen. You just can't give your ears to everything and everybody. Amen. You are accountable for what you hear. You need to understand this, you all. And, you know, I'm not trying to be forceful, but I want everybody to be saved, and I want you to be able to have that prosperous life in the name of Jesus Christ. It is wonderful to know that God, to be in deep intimacy with him, you all, and to be able to clearly discern his voice. But as God speaks to you, the more accountable he holds you to obey what he says to you. See, Jesus tells us over and over that he expects to be obeyed, according to John 14 and 15, according to scripture, you all. And you can check it for yourself. Also in the book of John, chapter 21 and 15 and 14, he said also in Luke, chapter 12, verse 47 through 48, the servant who knew his master's will, but did not prepare himself or do according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who unknowingly committed acts worthy of punishment shall be beaten with fruit, with very few stripes, you all. For to whom much is given, of whom much shall be required, and from him to whom much was entrusted, much will be asked. So these verses tell us, you all, that if we want to hear God's voice more clearly, we must fully commit to obeying what he says. So this makes sense, everyone, but some people will receive it and will not be obedient to the words of God. Why should he speak to us if we won't obey what he says? That is a question. If you want to hear God's voice clearly about your purpose, you must commit to obey him and him alone, even if it's uncomfortable, you all. He may ask you to do something you've never done before, such as return to school, share the gospel with a stranger, or step out in a financial or faith financial way in the name of Jesus Christ. Make a conscious decision, you all, today to obey what you hear that cometh from the Lord our God. I want you to know that God will not lead you astray. Amen. Amen. Be careful who you give your ear to, who you are listening to. Amen. Glory to God. And another one I want to talk about today, you all, is peace and power. Peace and power. I've talked to so many different people, even myself, just saying I'm a big believer of peace. You know, my peace is very important to me. I will not sacrifice my peace for the sake of man or woman. My peace is very important. I decree and declare that I am a peacemaker. You know, some people may say, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I'd do this and I wouldn't. But because I am a peacemaker and I have decreed and declared it over my life, I will walk and operate as a peacemaker. Will you be that peacemaker in every situation where there's chaos and confusion? Can you bring peace in that situation? Can you walk away to keep the peace? Can you silence your lips to keep the peace? Can you give so you can keep the peace? Amen. Peace is very important to so many people when they're going through. I want you to understand, no matter what you're going through, if you have that peace, you can continue to stand up. It's when our peace is taken away that we fall down because we don't have peace, because we allow other things to be our peace instead of the peace that Jesus has given us. The Bible says in Isaiah 26 and 3 that you, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. The question is, are you trusting God today? Hallelujah. See, peace is to the kingdom of God what oxygen is to the atmosphere you are. Considering this truth, you may be wondering why you so often feel agitated and anxious. Think of it this way, you all. Though oxygen permeates the air around us, we must breathe it into our lungs for it to do us any good. So you must choose to let God rule in your heart. Hallelujah. You must invite him in. Amen. As you open your heart to him, the peace will flow. The peace will flow. You got to open up yourself to receive so that the peace can flow. Receive God in your life. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 and 15, you are, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. The Bible tells us that we are called to peace. So why are we not operating in peace? Amen. We can't depend on somebody else to be our peace. Hallelujah. Our peace coming from the Lord our God. Amen. So God often uses peace as a way of giving his children guidance. Amen. So when you are preparing, when you are praying, I'm sorry, about an important decision or life choice, you should pay close attention to the amount of peace you have concerning it. Amen. So in any case, You should not, hallelujah, you should not move when your peace is replaced by a sense of anxiety or unrest. You are that you become restless. Move back in the other direction until the peace returns. You will never go wrong as long as you follow the peace. As long as you follow the peace, amen? Peace be still right now, right where you are. Peace be still. May peace run you down and overtake you right now, right where you are in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May peace run and take down everyone in your household right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And I want you to know before we wrap this up, will be the last 5 minutes of this shout you all about the power that you have. Because I believe some people don't even really realize they hear it, but they don't believe that they have that power that God talks about it. He gives for those that believe and trust in, and those that receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, you receive the power of the Holy Ghost that dwelleth in you. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 29, that God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. The Bible tells us it's right here, you all. So when you're weak, guess what? He gives you the power. Amen. So in times, you all, in the time of Jesus, widows and orphans were the most disadvantaged members of society. They were essentially powerless in a culture where women were not valued except through their husbands. So these disenfranchised women are often mentioned in the New Testament. However, Jesus made it clear that they were to be treated kindly with respect and taken care of. He raised them from their less-than-nothing status to full acceptance in the body of believers. You are never powerless when you belong to Christ. Amen. You are never powerless when you belong to Him. Amen. Who do you belong to? Glory to God. I want you to understand that the Bible says you are in Colossians 1:11. I hope I'm helping somebody today because I'm definitely helping myself. Amen. As I am preparing the food to serve it right now as I'm serving, I'm eating with you all. So I am just as full as you are in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to give you a little bit more before we close out right here, right now. The Bible says in Colossians 1:11, you all, be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might so that you may have great endurance and patience. Hallelujah. And to you all, there aren't enough hours in the day to do a woman's work. Amen. You know, as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother, whatever your position is as a woman, there aren't enough hours in the day to do a woman's work. No wonder we often feel exhausted and unhappy. The Bible says that there is a remedy for our endless activity, you all. He strengthens us, you all, empowering us to push through and to get our jobs done. Amen. Sometimes he does that by empowering us to say no when we should rest, when we should... And keep our lives balanced. Sometimes you got to say no so you can have that balance. Hallelujah. Ask him for a transfusion for your life. Ask God for a transfusion of your life. Be empowered today. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for everyone here once again. May God continue to bless you. Heavenly Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will open up the heavens and pour a heavenly blessing upon your children this day. All that is on the call, all that purpose their hearts to be on the line today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask that you bless everyone, oh God. Bless your finances, Father God. I know there's so many people that are struggling right now financially. And Lord, we need a financial blessing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, make us a blessing to be a blessing, oh Lord, to others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let there be no goodness of your, let there be no goodness of your goodness, Father God, operating through and about our lives right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the life of your daughter Cal, in the life of your daughter Kimberly, Reverend, life of your daughter Dorita, the life of your daughter Brenda Gale, the life of your daughter Marlisha, the life of your daughter Bonnie, hallelujah, the life of your daughter Sister Connie Northern, oh God, the life of your daughter Davina, oh God, the life of your daughter Jordan Adams, oh God, those that are on the call today and those I don't know the numbers of God. You know, Father God. Lord, bless you, deliver, and set free, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that we are healed. We are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free. And we thank you for our Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all, as we wrap up the show, we're back here on the shout at 12 noon. Tell a friend about it to join us on the shout. Hallelujah. Be revived, be restored, be rejuvenated by the Holy Spirit of the living God that gives and has the charge over this show. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loved. I bless you to be able to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God this very day and this very hour. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's all in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. You all take care. Have a good day in the Lord our God. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.